Well, I wouldn't use the term overdiagnosis here in this particular instance, because overdiagnosis implies that you're taking a healthy child and giving them a label, giving them a diagnosis, and that clearly is not what's going on. The question is more whether it's the correct diagnosis that they're getting. And it appears that one of the problems is that they may not fit very well into the current diagnostic system. There isn't a good home for them in the current diagnostic system. The current diagnostic system is called the DSM-4. And in that system, these very, very irritable children, they tend to also have ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, so they get that diagnosis. They get oppositional defiant disorder. If you recruit them, and we've recruited about 100 of them, they have very high rates of anxiety disorder. About a quarter of them have had an episode of depression by the time that they're 12. So they meet criteria for a lot of different diagnoses, but there's no one diagnosis which really captures what they have. So one could, in a sense, saying they're being misdiagnosed, but that also actually isn't really fair, because it's not like there's a clear diagnosis for them. The issue really is that there are these children out there that are very impaired, psychiatrically are having a great deal of difficulty, but there isn't a diagnosis which captures very well exactly what's happening with them.